in a way would be disappointed, Oisin. Obviously, you know, we'd gone on a very good run there, and we were hoping to continue that on, you know. But I suppose in every game, I suppose sometimes more in defeat, you know, you learn a lot more, and you know, definitely things coming out of the game that we'll be bringing forward for, I suppose, the league final and for our preparations, you know, for the championship as well. And I think that maybe if we had to get a draw or one by a point, that maybe some of the things that, you know, that we're looking at now, maybe, you know, they might not be addressed. And I suppose from that point of view, it's a healthy thing. And I suppose if you're going to lose, you know, it's probably not a bad way to lose when, you know, there's no real consequences, you know, and we're still in the final and we're promoted.
Well, there was a couple of, I suppose, moments in the game in the second half there where the match could have turned in Donegal's favour. Michael Hegarty being sent off was one, and I suppose if the Brick Molloy had scored the goal just before Laois got theirs, it might have been a different story, Jim.
Ah, well, I suppose in every game there's definitely going to be a few moments like that, you know, that kind of, you know, will shape the game. But I suppose what we would be happy about from a management point of view would be the fact that, you know, when Michael was sent off and Dermot had the chance and we didn't manage to convert, and it went up the pitch and Laois scored the goal, it went to 1-10 to 5 points at that stage, you know. And that was 8 points we were behind at that stage, and in fairness to them, you know, with the 14 men then, they rallied really, really well, and they showed a lot of character, which we'd be very, very happy with. And they clawed it back to 1-10 to 1-12, and I suppose we felt that, you know, there was a few decisions here and there as well, you know, that maybe we could have got at that stage as well, that went against us and stuff. And Laois, in fairness to them, pushed on really well then in the last few minutes again, and they managed to tag on a few scores. But I think overall, you know, we'd be very happy with the league campaign. You know, that we suppose, you know, there's a lot of people saying that, you know, there was a possibility we could go to Division 3 early in the league and stuff like that, and it was just great, you know, I suppose, to go on the run we did go on to get promotion. And for next year now, we look forward to, you know, some of the best teams in the country coming to Donegal and playing them away from home and stuff like that. And it'll be good for a young squad that's trying to move forward and develop. And, you know, from the point of view of what the lads have put in and the effort they've put in, you know, I think it's just great that they've got this wee reward for their work now. And also, I suppose, the bonus of, for a lot of them, going to Croke Park for the first time and playing, you know, in a league final, I suppose, in a big occasion with the Dubs as well there as well.
Yeah. And Jim, how you fixed injury-wise ahead of the final? Carl was one of those men that didn't play yesterday.
No, that's right. And I suppose we'll be hoping that, you know, he will be all right for 2 weeks' time. He picked up a calf strain and we thought it wasn't as bad as it is. But maybe by the end of this week, you know, he'll hope to be back doing a wee bit on it. Paddy McGrath came in yesterday, having been out for a week or two, you know, and probably needed the game, and he came back in. So it was good for him to get the game under the belt. And, you know, longer term injuries, you know, Christy Toy's on his way back, thank God, and hopefully he'll be training with the team this week again now. Leo McLoone is in Dublin this week, next week, to get the pin out of his ankle, and he's hopefully on the way back. And Christopher Martin is up this week, and he's on the way back, and Barry Dunyan in the next few weeks. So there's a lot of players still that we haven't got a look at. We brought in 4 players there last week, Derry Gallagher and Owen Wade, Kevin Rafferty and Michael Boylan. We'll have a look at them players as well in the coming weeks, you know, and that's 8 or 9 there that maybe haven't seen action this year, with the exception maybe of Leo, you know. And be interesting to get a look at these players as well as all the other players in the squad, you know, that'll be pushing for places as well. So we're still very much trying to find out, you know, our best group of players, I suppose, and our best 24, and then our best 15 after that, Oisin. And that's work that's still definitely, well, very much in progress, you know. And I suppose, you know, as the summer goes on, we'll continue to try and work out what's the best team for Donegal.
It's nice, obviously, to get to Croke Park for a Division 2 league final, but with the championship in mind, a number of weeks after that, I suppose there is a concern as well, injury-wise, that you don't pick anything up ahead of the championship opener, Jim.
Well, that's true, Oisin. I suppose we have had, you know, I suppose I've been involved with a lot of teams in the last number of years, you know, and I can't remember having as many injuries as we've had since the start of the year. You know, it's been sort of pretty constant, the amount of injuries we've been picking up, you know, and large numbers out almost all the time, you know. So it would be fantastic now, I suppose, at the business end of the season, you know, coming into the championship. It would be great if they would clear up, you know, and we would start getting a clean bill of health, and it's great for the squad as well, obviously, and it's great for training, and it's great for competition. And hopefully, as I say, that a number of them players that I mentioned earlier, you know, can start now making real good progress in relation to that, and we can build a squad and move forward.
Finally, Jim, Laois, obviously the opposition in this final at Croke Park. Are you more knowledgeable of your opponents ahead of the decider now?
Probably, yes. I mean, we knew they were a good side, and we had seen them, you know, and we had seen how they play, and, you know, they're a very strong running team, and you know, they're physically very strong in the middle of the park and all, but I suppose it's only when you're up close and you can see it firsthand that you really can evaluate that, you know, and Laois were very, very good yesterday. I suppose the other thing I would mention, Oisín, was, you know, I suppose in our programme of training at the minute, you know, we wouldn't have been putting a huge emphasis on speed work or anything up until this point, you know, and I would say, you know, possibly looking at yesterday, that maybe they're a wee bit further on in relation to what they're trying to do. I don't know what date they're out in the championship, but from our perspective, you know, we're still sort of building towards the 15th of May and you know, 2 weeks' time, hopefully we'll be that wee bit sharper and we'll be, you know, we'll be looking forward to the game, and we'll be looking forward to getting to Croke Park and hopefully performing there. And it's going to be a big challenge for us, obviously, but it's definitely one that we'll be looking forward to.